Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others. Dr. Dale Ogier was a man who embodied the spirit of the loon and admired its ability to live in many worlds, under the water, floating on its surface, or winging its way across the sky. He was an artist who brought color into a black and white world. He once said that for many years, he was into realism and would paint a still life down to the exact detail. But then he decided to just paint what the spirit world had to show him. He never painted from a photograph or picture. And now in Dene.
Dr. Dale Ogier, Eyid Dene, Ant Udat Zene Hadanul Nila, Ant Udat Zene Nidothia, Tu Yahabalu, Tu Dahalalu, Theodok Ezeret Ahi, Eyid Hadanul Nila, Ku Artis Helinisa, Sidet Isidene, Eyid Sabat Ashet Lirish, Echarut in Doris Allah. Ku atahu a seated out easy. A seated list out easy. A rara seated list ni henila. Could doin de a ye dant usik an el tasi. Be ye anze a dant usik an el tasi. Cont usided is a jar henila. La colly a seated isuto than a dit isa rara seated isilisan.
Dr. Dale Ogier was proud to be a Sigaw Cree man and have access to the symbols and stories of his ancestors, given to him in teachings from his elders and through his dreams. While only a child, his mother would often leave him with elders, and it was only when he got older that he understood she wanted him to be taught in the old way. He once said that after learning about the ways of his own people, his mother urged him to learn about the white man ways. So he went back to school after having only a grade 6 education.
Dr. Dale Ogier, Yagahot Dinila, Sakal Denedli, and not Dene, Kutarlu Yakol Yalad and U, Belto Dinisi, Betsunaku, Betsi Quid and U, Yeldol Ninisi and Nisora, Aya Othnadagare, Aye Chud and Unatisi Gare, a Siherel Denila, Kusakwaze Lumpa, Holla, Othnad Helni Altinik, eh? Kuyasi ne choyasa jo kuyeneri nila, but alnet helni alti e alnet ala niera honel taneha, e hail iniki. Kutlat adila, salut in a tant u, bech ala nia, talunk o shan jau, kuts e, sa en nea seth no, kut doin tut in out tut in it in a si herulden sethni henila. A ad ya get out and a yina hayani answer Kohonel Tanquin. A ad a year done giant lala bomb.
After spending his teenage years driving around the back roads of northern Alberta with friends near High Prairie, Dr. Dale Ogier ventured into the halls of learning at the University of Calgary. In 1999, he graduated with a doctoral degree in education. He was very in demand for his visual work, motivational lectures, workshops, and keynote addresses. He loved passing on knowledge and sharing the ways of his people with others. If he was doing something that portrayed an aspect of culture or spirituality, or if someone else was, he'd get that look in his eyes and say, "That's powerful."
Kusa kwaza chala kwaza hiliu, betse nihel, doke te chinya tuluze dai asi. Ayi kezere tirana tenila, Northern Alberta tsen, High Prairie o kasayer. Ea Dr. Dale Oje ya kut tanahonal tan kundani yasa University of Calgary 1999 ka a graduated jala tit au anzin naradai degree bal chuta education a kut hi betor ala dan otlabaka tio and isidet isi a gong dan halal tit e hao. The workshops who kunt keynote address who liola dana tat in de lanta halti yalti. It habitor anisem. Kut a sik ol yansi binene dana hell hol near. Ku a se abachala neat abalot in bachala nega hol nide binetinilla tena tsurse a ye henny. That's powerful henny lilla. Hotel in Natsurse, a ye hennit, avich alen ye, hath ni sa.
Dr. Dale Ogier's illustrated children's book, Mawakwa Talks to a Loon, won the Aboriginal Children's Book of the Year Award in 2006 and R. Ross Annett Award for Children's Literature in 2007. Dr. Dale Ogier died at the age of 50 in 2008.
Dr. Dale Ogier, the Sakwitz Instinct Isla, Mawakwa Talks to the Loon Hulie, it's in Hunatnala, Dino. At the no answer is on this in 2006, the Tha Award Bantala, Ross Annett Award Bantala, Sakur Isadarit Isiha, 2007. Ku at the Tharan Verla, Salona Nabarayu, 2008, Abistoli.
Leading Lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network, funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices program.